Well, Brendan, we're just, what, 7 days out or so from the Northwest 10K, and I suppose the excitement is building, because this has always been one of the most popular events on the calendar through the year.
It is indeed, Oisin. There's great excitement out there and a great level of interest, both from the elite runners right down to the fun runners and indeed the walkers.
And you're expecting a big crowd this year. Last year there was around 2,500 participated. Is 3,000 people a realistic target at the moment for the 10K, Brendan?
I think it is, because we have been looking at our numbers over the recent years and have been steadily growing. And as you say, last year we had 2,500. And if we notice the amount of people, you know, doing couch to 5K and that are just generally out there doing a bit of running, walking, you know, I think 3,000 is a realistic figure for us to hit.
Yeah, and the ratio of runners to walkers, has that changed through the course of the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, that's a very significant point in it. It used to be maybe 1/3 runners to 2/3 walkers. And again, that has sort of gone now to nearly 50-50. And I wouldn't be surprised that we actually have more runners than walkers this year.
Yeah. And is there a big interest for this event, not just alone in Donegal, but counties surrounding Donegal that come in to take part in it?
Well, it is. That's the reason it is called Northwest 10K, because it does attract people from all over the Northwest, even from Northern Ireland. And indeed, we have over the years had people from Dublin, Galway, Cork, and even from England. There's a group this year actually making inquiries from England. So, you know, it has got that status now of being one of the top races in Ireland.
Yeah, because this is the 19th year, the running of the Northwest 10K, and you've been building from day one in 1996, and it is a real, real solid event now, Brendan.
It is. It's very much a focal point on the athletic calendar. And as you say, we've been growing every year. Numbers have been increasing. The level of organisation needed too has grown over the years, and the amount of people involved in helping out on the day has grown significantly. Yeah, you know, we've had to develop very secure safety plans and health and safety very much to the fore in it. Because again, when we're taking 2,500 to 3,000 people out on the course, we want to make sure they have fun and get back safely again.
Yeah, and when you're organising such an event of that size, I suppose you're always welcome to extra bit of help, aren't you, Brendan?
Yeah, I mean, we have 4 charities on board, and it is the role of the charities to provide help on the day for it. But I mean, we have a number of people that just come along every year and help out because of the event of what it is, and helping charities. So again, if there is anybody willing to help out, because there are a lot of barriers to be moved, there's administration work to be done, food packs to be given out, T-shirts to be given out. So yeah, we definitely would welcome any help.
And if people actually want to get in contact with the organisers to let them know that they are available, how do they do it?
You can contact Anne through the Letterkenny Chamber office, and she will take their details and allocate whatever jobs need to be done then.
And moving on to the entries for the event for the competitors, how has the pre-entry been going? Because it's a thing now in modern day that a lot of these events all have pre-entries, and that's where the bulk of the entries are coming from. So what has the interest been like? We've touched on it that you're hoping for nearly 3,000. What's the pre-entry been like over the last number of weeks and months?
Well, at the moment now, the pre-entry is just progressing nicely. But I suppose we would encourage now people to do a pre-entry either online at thenorthwest10k.com, or we have set up from next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday evenings from 5:30 right through to 8:00, and also on the Saturday. Because from an administration point of view, to get 3,000 competitors loaded onto the computer, every runner this year will have a chip on their number. So that enables us then to record their time. So it's a great help to the organisation, if people do pre-enter, so that we can have that part of the work completed.
And you'll have some of the elite athletes from this region all competing next weekend to try and win the race, first of all, but there is records to be broken as well on subventions, Brendan.
There is indeed. Locally, they're looking at the likes of Kieran Doherty, Michael Black, maybe Jared Guller contesting the men's. I don't think any of those are in shape to break the record on it. The record was set back in 1988 by Noel Barkley with 29:14. Most recent races have been won in around 32, 33 minutes. The women's race is probably more competitive, where we have Natasha Adams, Teresa Doherty, and Fionnuala Dhuibh that could be contesting. And these girls are coming into very good form at the minute. Now, again, there, the record was set in 2005 by Maria McCambridge, a very good time of 32, 34. most men would be proud of it. So I don't think any of the records will go, but...
Yeah, because they're standout times, and I suppose it shows the quality of athlete that was there that broke them in 2005 and the long-standing men's one, which was only 2 years under the event back in 1998.
Yeah, well, both of those athletes are top internationals and more at that time, even more so. Even Rhea still would be making Irish teams. And Noel Berkeley would still be a very good Masters athlete. So, yeah, the times are exceptional, and it probably will take internationals to beat them again.
Yeah. Is it hard maybe to invite or to talk to an international athlete to try and fit it under the calendar to come down and try out the Northwest?
It is, really. I suppose at this stage now, there's not many races around all of Ireland that they're spoiled for choice, so they don't have to travel too far. And again, for these athletes now trying to make a bit of money, it's really about that to encourage them.
Let's move on to the charities now. That's the competitors and I suppose the side of the race where people are going to take part in. But there's also another side to this, a hugely important side where money has been raised for beneficiaries. Yous are on course to hit around 700,000. And so far there's been 29 organisations who've benefited from the support of the 10K. But this is always a big event for organisations, and when they become part of it, it's a huge, huge boost for them. And once again, these four charities and organisations are going to benefit this year, it's massive for them.
Yeah, I mean, when I first came into the Northwest, I suppose my interest was in elite athletics, but I very much changed that attitude as soon as seen the sort of the good that the Northwest 10K can do. And this year we went for four charities to try and include more in it. The Blood Bike Northwest, the Donegal Down Syndrome, Donegal MS, and the Donegal Youth Service. Now, it not only helps them to raise money, but it also gives them good profile and let people know what they're at.
Yeah. And I suppose as part of the Northwest 10K, and even if you go as far as those competing who have their sponsorship cards, I suppose there'll be a great sense of achievement when they've completed it, knowing that they've benefited for these such organisations.
Well, that's the case, and every year we get people come back and do the race regardless what the charity is, because they like to help out and they like to do that. For a lot of people over the years, it might have been the only event they did, but thank God now with the whole Grand Prix series and the emphasis on fitness, people are actually doing more races and are more prepared now for this one because of that.
So then you're going to be set for a busy week then with all these entries coming in, Brendan?
It's going to be a busy week now for the committee. There's only so much we can do leading up to this. From now on, we're going to be busy taking entries and I suppose the final preparations for the race.
Yeah, and once again, if there's anybody out there that's thinking later on that they want to have a go at the Northwest 10K, be it run, be it walk, you can of course get all the details on the website northwest10k.com. Brendan, we hope you get the weather for it next weekend as well, and the best of luck with the Northwest.
Thanks, Oisin.